Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hey, it's Mike. Today's show is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote, just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748 and find out how much you could be saving on life insurance. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeOMaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, Mike, go ahead. Mike? Did we lose him?
Papa?
Oh, that's right. He's not here.
Oh, weird. Oh, okay. Weird. What happened?
It was like the baptism again.
Yeah.
You know, he starts the
nod,
show. You're
nod,
supposed to talk.
Nod.
I told my mom.
It's Rob.
I told my mom that the third time the priest nodded at Mike, he nodded back. She said,
you ready for this?
What a
Let's
jerk.
Let's go. You want to go outside?
Yeah. You want to do it?
I'm talking to you.
Take this vestment off?
No, I'm talking to
and
you.
And do it. No. Mike is really not feeling well.
Yes.
It started to come on when he took me to the airport yesterday, and he's got a doctor's appointment today. He really tried to be with us today, but he could not make it.
Yeah.
So we hope that he feels better, back soon. And I told him, I said, you know what? It's never good to feel bad, but thank God he got through the baptism day having to deal with this, because he is doctor bound today.
His colon has him in a figure four.
No, how is that? Mm-hmm.
Because it's got him in a headlock with his legs, right?
Oh, I suppose. That's like
if his colon was like a wrestler.
I see. And that would be, he'd be on WWE,
yes.
SmackDown. The colon.
Hollywood colon.
Hollywood Hulk colon. We just have to choose an entrance song for him. Now, I see you took your sticker off your shirt.
Yes.
And you put it on and it says, this is why I love it. It's got the American flag, and this is almost like the Reader's Digest big print edition.
Big deal.
Of the I voted sticker.
Big
it's
deal.
Probably 4 inches long, and it says I voted / yo voté.
Yo voté.
Now that's Spanish, yo voté?
It's Spanish, as when I vote. This is the first time I voted. Oh, man.
In what language did you vote?
They asked me, which was strange and weird,
because I
said everything at the beginning in English, and
right.
She said, what language do you prefer? And I said, we've been talking English this entire time. This man has a simile.
Hello.
Yes.
I need to know your address and your preferred language.
In her defense, in my polling place, she was also Latin, so I think she was excited for me to choose Spanish.
Ah,
but I
see.
Said, lady, let's just expedite this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
I'm going to go electronic, and I'm going to go, English.
Is that the Scantron ballot?
No.
With the number two pencil?
No, it's a touchscreen.
Oh, okay. Because we have at our polling place, we have the option of the
you can do either or
the actual go into the booth deal. I mean, gone are the days of, and you probably don't even remember this because you're a kid. You used to pull a huge lever that would close a curtain.
That's the hanging Chad situation,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly. Then when you move the lever back, it resets the notches.
No levers. I've always used touchscreens.
Ah, okay.
So touchscreens here in DC, and
I vote.
There was something great about voting.
You feel good, don't you?
I felt like I've done my civic duty. Now, I don't think anybody else did because the place was empty. Tumbleweeds going through. There was two other young people there, and I think they were there for the same reason I was.
The trim?
No. No, they're there to vote. It was almost like, this is the weirdest thing. People that are apathetic towards voting and just government overall.
I think this is on a midterm election at this time in our country. People are apathetic towards apathy.
Probably.
They don't even care enough to not care.
The three people I saw there outside of the elderly, and the elderly was another five. I'll give it eight people total that were there to vote, right?
Yeah.
The three younger people, including myself, looked around at each other and we gave each other the kind of like the nod that we were there for the same reason.
Yeah.
And that reason was to legalize marijuana in DC.
Yeah, exactly.
We didn't care about anything else except for that one referendum to make it legal to carry around less than 2 ounces of weed and not go to jail.
Now, when I look at you, you're a youthful, good-looking fellow.
Yeah, but we gave the nod to each other,
and
which
the reason,
great.
The reason, I love the fact that you bonded
tight
with
jeans,
these guys. Sure. Now,
coiffed hair.
The reason
we're there for the same reasons.
The reason you want to legalize marijuana is to reduce the tax burden of jailing people for something that really doesn't matter. You're not going to go out and spark up like crazy.
No,
if it
has nothing to do with me.
Right.
I've seen too many statistics.
Can we isolate that? Because he's said that in 5 years.
Yeah. It actually has nothing to do with me. I just have seen too many statistics of the youth of this city and really America.
Sure.
changing their lives dramatically for making a stupid decision and going to jail for a number of years for possession of marijuana. When I've seen possession of marijuana, whether I was involved or not involved, throughout my college years.
Just for fun, let's say you weren't involved.
Well, no, just in general.
Right.
I could walk into a party, people were smoking weed.
Sure.
I'd go to a concert, people were smoking weed. Mm-hmm. Or I'd walk in and I was like, oh, my roommate had gotten, like, I'm not the type of guy that ever bought weed or anything like that.
Right.
So I grew up in a different space where, you know, I don't believe, and I'm not a doctor, but I don't believe someone should go to jail for having a small amount of marijuana. And by the way, that infraction can completely alter their life in such a negative way where they can't get a job, they can't continue moving forward in society because they have felony or they have a record now. I don't think that burden should be placed, one, on the state or that individual.
Now, the people that you batted eyes with, the ones that you bonded with,
yes.
Did they look like druggies?
No. They look like young, successful.
They were there for the same reason as you.
Yeah, Capitol Hill white guys. I was the only Latin guy in there. That's why I think they were excited to give me the Yo Voté sticker. Because there was two of them. There was the one that said, I voted. And the one that was in two languages. They had to give the foreigner the two.
Well,
the two guys.
It's also a nice big
bilingual.
Letters. It's in big letters to those of you who are suffering from glaucoma and you haven't gotten your weed yet. You need it to read it.
I reached for the I voted sticker because they're giving you either or. And the lady just threw that other one right on me. And I said, oh,
put this on, Sancho Panza.
Yeah.
You're going to need it.
But a young lady, young white lady, a young.
Now, your proctors were young? The ladies
No, the two guys that I noted.
Ah, okay.
I said, okay. I noted when they walked in. And as we're walking out, we like gave each other like.
Yeah.
Here for the same reasons.
Legalize it.
The one guy definitely wants to grow and sell. Which is illegal.
But
one guy definitely wants to do it. The young lady that was there was
baby
there.
Stepping, baby
she was
stepping.
There just to make. I think she was there on my side. Now we didn't talk about it, but I got the vibe that she was there to make sure that you know police work and the youth of this city was given a second chance.
You know, I hope Mike feels well enough today to go and vote against number two to cancel out your vote because it's the big sugar election in Florida. Do you have young people that check you in? When you go in and you present your ID, what were they like?
There was no young people when they checked that.
Okay,
when I checked
because when I go to my place and it is like,
oh, they were hyped up.
No, well, it's I vote this afternoon with Carrie.
American Horror Story checked me in today.
Yeah, I was gonna say when I go and it's not just old people, it's like old people and they think they're at a street fair. They love it because it's a beautiful day where everyone is forced to talk to the old people. They're sitting there, what's your name? What's your and their security measure is. Okay, if you are Robert Spiewak W. Jr., what is your address? Meanwhile, 16 inches in front of me is my address that they're checking against it. If you can read three digits in a word upside down, you could vote as me. They don't actually see the ID. They just ask your address.
I had a great idea, and you can tell me if this actually would work.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
So I had read up on some of the candidates.
Yeah.
There's so many seats, school board seat, all that stuff.
Right.
I didn't read up on that. Those guys, but I was like, oh, you know, I got the party line. I mean, most people vote down the party line, right?
Now, pardon the interruption, but when you get there, are there the people outside the polling place that hand you the mimeograph or the Xerox of how you should vote?
This election is so not important.
It really is.
Nobody was there.
The weakest election.
No, I didn't even get a donut or a cookie or a bake sale where I could buy something.
Yeah,
nothing.
Yeah, so lazy. The laziness of America.
I walked in and I said, you know, as I was doing the research last night, I wish there was an app or something where I could just click on these people's names and a video would pop up and they could tell me what they're all about.
Sure.
Because what I got in the mail was what looked like almost a PSAT pamphlet from when I was younger.
Right.
That was black and white.
Uh-huh.
And maybe you get the penny saver at your house.
Right.
And it was a little newspaper. And I said, this is what you want me to read?
Yeah, it's
and
it's
the
horrible.
Font's 10, and you're sitting there, and you're like, I'm not going to read this.
So are you saying that this should be put out by the government showing both sides, or each politician should do it?
No, they should have one streamlined app that a politician can submit a 30-second video or 60-second video, and you click on their name, and boom. There you go.
But
does that make sense?
It's a great idea for an app. Apple could actually do it, but the way the country is right now, I think I know what Apple would call the app.
What?
It'd be called I Don't Care.
It's the Michael O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Michael O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Michael O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I got a couple of things I need to talk about with you.
Yeah?
Yeah. I guess me and your grandma are going away, David.
Where to?
Well, that's not important. What's important is that when we get where we're going, we'll never be sick, we won't get any older, and we won't ever die.
You're joking me, right?
No.
Would I be able to visit you, Grandma?
No, and we wouldn't be able to visit you either, and that kind of bothers me.
When would you go, if you did?
Soon, my boy, soon. I wonder if they'll have fishing holes there. There's some things they won't have. They won't have grandsons, and they won't have baseball games, and they won't have hot dogs, and they won't have that kind of stuff, and I'm gonna miss them. And you know where?
Where?
Look up. Outer space, my lad. Outer space.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Hi, I'm Mike. Obviously, we found out that Mike was going to be absent when the before or after the show open was produced, so that's not Mike.
When are you coming back, Mike?
Mike, we need you. He's in outer space. It's so weird the way the universe works. This show open was produced actually before we went down for the baptism.
Yeah.
So I didn't know that it was going to be talking about an old sick man.
Timely. Yeah.
Sometimes it happens. It is the Mike O'Mara Show live from the Pfeifferplex Studios, broadcasting all over the planet. We are powered by Encore Insurance Services with over 26 million downloads. We're at MikeO'MaraShow.com and heard over the air on the mighty 1630 KCJJ in the heart of the Heartland Gohawks. I want to tell you about a wild kid.
Okay.
This kid is wild. He's a punter. He's number 16. He's Dylan Kidd.
Dylan Kidd.
Keep your eye on this kid. He's a junior from Deerfield Beach, Florida. Hawkeye's still savoring that huge victory this weekend. Cool. The Mike O'Mara Show is a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners in the world. Why? Because they get it. Today is the fourth day of November 2014.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This segment of the program brought to you by Stamps.com. Great news. Mailing your letters and packages just got a whole lot easier thanks to Stamps.com. With Stamps.com, you can mail and ship anything to anybody, anywhere, and all you need is your own computer and printer. It's so easy, anyone can do it. Just click, print, mail, boom! No more trips to the post office ever. No more waiting in line ever. Stamps.com makes it simple. They'll even send you a digital postal scale that calculates exact postage, so there's no guesswork. We use Stamps.com all the time, and you should too, especially at this busy time of year. It saves us time, money, and our sanity. Act now for a 30-day free, no-risk trial and $110 bonus offer, including a free digital scale and up to $55 in free postage. Just go to Stamps.com and click on the microphone and use our secret code TMOS. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com and before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type TMOS. Stamps.com and TMOS. Thank you.
Thank you.
And thank
feel
you.
Feel better, Mike. You know, we have a long list of stuff we want to get to, and we are prioritizing all of it. The one thing I know we're going to get to is Yik Yak, because we're on fire with it. We're
absolutely
in love with this app. But I got to ask you, you said yesterday, and I quote, chance of you getting your suit and shoes back, 100% not.
Yeah, if you're keeping track at home,
quick
synopsis.
Yeah.
We had a big event on Friday night for Big O and Dukes,
right.
And it was our Hordoween 3. We have an annual Halloween event.
Sure.
And we were celebrating the release of our new beer, Yambag, right?
From,
with Matt Fox Brewing. So thank you to them.
Yeah.
The night got away from me. I had a vehicle there. I planned
The night got away from him.
Yes.
We're just recapping
here.
Okay.
And I said, cab at home, don't drink and drive. I'll pick up my car sometime when I get back from Florida. It's in a garage, no big deal.
Sure.
And I said, okay. I saw a cab in the distance. I hailed it down and I said, hey, you're dropping somebody off. No need to go for a fare. I'll jump in your cab and we'll go to DC. But first, let me get my dry cleaning and my garment bag right out of the trunk of my car in the garage.
Sure, because you want to have your clothes for the baptism.
So, make a long story short, it takes me to D.C. from Falls Church, Virginia, a good 20-minute, 25-minute ride.
Right.
I give them a nice tip. I pay in cash. I don't pay credit. I usually just pay credit.
Right.
But I decided not to do this for the first time in my life ever.
Because you're drunky.
Yes.
You're drunky, and you know what? You're being a little showy.
I realized that not
in a
400 feet later.
Gesture, I'm going to pay you in cash.
Yes. I don't have to report it, man. Here you go.
That's right.
So I realized after I got out of the cab that I had left my bag, my garment bag, everything, the suit, tailored shirts, tailored everything, cost an arm and a leg in the trunk of the cab that now is driving away.
Nearly $80 worth of clothing.
I see another cab. I hail that cab, and I what I think is happening is I'm following, like in a movie.
Yeah.
I'm tracking down that cab. Because I actually said, follow that cab.
You are drunk Steve McQueen.
Yes.
You jump and you follow that car.
Yes, I'm fighting crime that I committed. I committed the crime of leaving it in the car.
I don't know that you're fighting crime. You might be preventing crime.
I pull it up. We pull up after three lights. The meter's running on the new cab.
Right.
And I say, hold on a second. And I run out in the middle of traffic.
Right.
I run up to the driver, and instead of an African gentleman from Africa.
Right.
Like he was FOB.
Right.
Because we talked about it. And then, you know, I really didn't ask him what part of Africa. This probably would have been smart.
I don't think he was going to take his cab home to Nairobi with him.
But that would have been topical at that point. Now that I think about it.
Well, you weren't doing the best with conversation that evening.
And it's not an African-American gentleman. It's an actual white guy. And I said, oh, wrong cab. We've been following the wrong one for some time now. So I said, sorry, don't mind me. I'm just hammered. And then run back to the cab. I have lost my tailored suit, tailored shirt, jeans, garment bag, shoes, everything. What to do now? I said, aha.
Ah.
I have to go pick up my car when I get off the plane at the airport. Right. So instead of going home, I go back to that garage.
Did you have an uneventful flight home?
Uneventful.
Must be nice.
Yeah, it's awesome when you just go one way. No connections.
Right.
And I get off the plane. I said, all right. I get an Uber this time because that was my first mistake, getting a taxi. I get an Uber.
Right. You got to live in the now.
Drives you there. And I say, there's a security camera in this garage.
Ah!
So I can find out the cab number and the cab company with the security camera.
Okay.
I walk into the building after I get through all the security because they didn't want to let me in.
Right.
I said, look.
What was the hassle there? Why didn't they want to let you in?
Because it was one of these secure condos that, you know, there's like three things you have to go through. You have to push the button and say, I don't know anybody in this building, and I don't live here, but I need to talk to you about a garment bag and a cab.
How did you park there then if you didn't know anyone there?
Because it's one of these new buildings that doesn't have a gate yet. So you can just park there?
Sure.
Yes.
You sneak in under the cover. The cloak of darkness.
I walk and I said, this is going to sound really strange, but I need you to show me your security footage so I can find out the cab number.
Excuse me, I'm Oscar Santana, professional podcaster. I'm going to need to have all your tapes.
Probably the wrong way to approach it. She says,
I need access to your hard drive.
Are you some sort of law enforcement? And I said, no.
Oh, you see, that's your mistake. You should have said, yes, I am.
But what if she asked for a badge?
You'd say, I am so high up, I'm not allowed to carry a badge. And out of protection for myself and others.
Look, I've got drop cam. You guys have some sort of digital DVR. All you have to do is rewind that bitch a Friday night and you're good to go.
What is drop cam?
Oh, well, it's just like a security camera that you can get. You know?
It's all digital, though.
There's no tapes anymore. No, no, no.
Come on, Mac.
So she goes, I don't have authority to do that, but let me get my manager. And the manager comes out, and I said, oh, finally.
Did he turn around and go, yes?
I said, I've got, and again, I might have exaggerated a little bit.
Just a touch.
I've got a very important bag in back of a cab.
Okay, now you're Jack Bauer. Okay, you have gone from the guy that might be a law enforcement agent. We're running out of time.
We had a big event at Mad Fox Brewing, which was one of the tenants in this facility.
Are they like the first floor?
They're the biggest guy.
People at the condos.
Yeah,
up top.
Yes.
Okay, good.
I said it was Friday night. I said I didn't want to drink and drive. I had to catch a plane.
You gave my life story. You are painting the picture like you're the most responsible person
in
the world.
Said, this cab drove me down to my car in the garage and helped me get my stuff for my plane and drove out. I don't have the bag now. I have to find the cab company.
Right.
She looks at me like I'm an alien and says, sir, that's not what we use the security camera for.
The manager is a woman?
The manager is a woman.
How did a woman become a manager?
I don't know, man. Well, I asked the same thing.
I guess they had enough nurses and teachers.
great.
How dare you?
I'm just kidding.
That's Rob Spiewak.
I'm just
write your letters to him.
S-P-E-W-A-K. No, so, I'm only kidding. So, but at any point when you're going through your discourse and you, and make no mistake, you are tap dancing at this point.
And mind you, I just spent the entire day at an airport in a plane.
This is the last thing you
want to
do.
Last thing I want to do.
But did you think at any point you were making any sort of headway with her? Did you think maybe halfway through your...
I made headway with the young lady because the young lady at the
receptionist,
the initial receptionist said that her brothers listened to Big O and Dukes.
Ah,
that's why I thought I was all in.
Yeah.
And she took a selfie with me, which was really... Really, I mean, if I had to actually tilt my head to the left to get out the door because it was so huge.
Wow, that's awesome.
So I said, all right.
And she posted the selfie and it said, me and an idiot.
So I said, okay, this is strange. Never happened before. But the lady in management didn't seem to care. So I said, look, this is going to sound really strange. The bag had some tailored clothes, a suit and shirts that I got in Beijing, China. Which I shouldn't have said, because right away the story got international. And
you are, this is an episode of 24. And sewed into the lining of the jacket is microfilm.
I said, and some diesel jeans.
The diesel
who dry
jeans
cleans
are,
their jeans? This guy does.
The diesel jeans are from Moscow. Every one of the shoes is from Prague, and the other is from Brussels.
And some black Kenneth Cole shoes. And the reason why I'm explaining this in such detail is because, one, I'm never going back to Beijing to get those suits.
Exactly.
And two, I couldn't afford them here in the States.
Right.
And I was like, and three, though, you know how much those jeans cost and those shoes.
Right.
I was like, it's worth me tracking them down.
Of course.
What's it going to take to get this done?
Oh,
and
boy.
And this is when... I figure either A, she's going to smile and I'll have to slide her some cash.
Exactly.
Or B, she's going to say, you know, it's going to take in. Not, it's going to take not. I totally understand it. I'm a woman. I like clothes.
Yeah.
Like, who would want to lose
her
clothes?
So you had already implied that you're going to bribe to get what you need.
Yes.
And so your worst case scenario is still getting access to the tape.
Right?
Right.
She said, it's going to take you signing a lease in this building, sir.
Oh, no. Wow.
And I said... That's not going to happen.
You should have said, now, how much for the smallest one bedroom?
Can I get a month? No, it wouldn't be worth it. No. I mean, especially
well,
in that
how about
area.
This? Now, I know that you've,
so I'm bone sideways.
You've probably thought about all of these issues already, but you obviously have a relationship with the folks at the brewery, mm-hmm. right? Do you think that they could help you get access to the tape?
Well, Rob, it's tough because I don't want...
It's always tough.
I don't want the folks at the brewery to think that they are doing business with an idiot,
well,
right? And clearly... If they listen to the show, they're going to get it.
I was going to say, they signed a contract with you, right? I mean,
yeah,
they
I
saw
get
you
it.
Staggering out of the brewery.
But, I mean, we had a great time. I just don't want to involve them in my shenanigans.
What we need to do is reinvent the story to sort of disguise the fact that you're an idiot and emphasize the fact that you're a victim.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
So... What do you mean?
Well, what you do is you say, the cab driver was rude and irate and actually pulled out before I had a chance to get to the trunk.
He did do this, though.
Who's he? The cab driver?
Yes.
Okay. This is the cab driver
though he was
that
really
is running
nice.
Around in your diesel
he
jeans
was really
right
nice.
Now. Okay.
He said he did take a leak next to my car when we went to get the garment bag.
So, if you do pull out the security tape, you're going to get your shoes and he's going to be arrested. Because what he did is clearly not okay. Do you think
oh
that
my God.
The tight ass security lady, not security lady, the manager of
yes.
the building was doing her rounds on Saturday morning and said,
"Someone
eating
nice
asparagus?
Car. That's a nice car. Oh, why does it smell like that around this car?
I was going to say, that is a beautiful foreign yeah. automobile. Is it leaking coolant? And why does the coolant look like that?"
So he did do that,
yes.
which was strange.
I think, you know what, really... I know it involves you tucking your tail, but you got to call the folks at Mad Fox and just ask for a solid.
Right.
Because that would solve the problem. The cab number would solve the problem.
Right.
And you know what? What would be great is yes. if you called and said, this is the cab, and he would say, I never found the clothes. I never found the shoes.
Yes.
And then they say, ah, but we have proof. Then he gives them the suit, and you get him fired.
No, I don't want to get him fired. The guy was cool.
Well, just so long as
from what I remember.
His next job should have... If he has another, get him fired, but make sure his next job requires a lot of seating and also access to a bathroom. Obviously. No, you don't want to get him fired. You just want your stuff.
Cross my fingers. I will say this, that if you ever get a chance and you're in the D.C. area, and this may be for any city.
Sure.
So when you talk about a cab company, you're like, hey, it's red and gray, and it was a Prius, right?
Oh, no. So you don't even know the cab company.
That's the problem. I called 4 or 5 cab companies before I even went to the building.
Did you call red and gray Prius cabs?
So every D.C. cab is red and gray. And they just license them to any company that gets a license.
Oh,
so
no.
If you ever look at the cab names, and this is what I did when you're at an airport, and you're like, I'm going to call every one of these.
Sure.
There's like 200 of them.
Yeah.
There's Action Cab. So there's these companies that create LLCs.
Right.
Where they are with probably one guy with a cab.
And
a
I
cab
bet
driver.
They all start with the letter A because they want to be first in the phone book.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. AAA Action.
Triple A Cab. Saw that one.
Yeah.
Right? And it said Zoom Cab.
Oh, that's Zoom People's Cab would be the last. That's really what idiot ZZ Top Cab Company.
But they have comic book names for their cab.
Of course.
Because it's just fun. I was looking at the names themselves. If you're ever in an airport again, look at the cab company names and say, who thought of this?
Wow.
It's a fun game to watch, especially when you're looking at the cab driver if he's wearing your clothes.
Right.
And then you're also looking at the cab names. That guy's dressed really nice.
Yeah, but if you do that, that would mean you'd have a lot of time in an airport. And who's ever spent a long time in an airport?
One guy we did.
Yeah.
I saw your Facebook post.
Yes, I was lots of stuff to do. And, Pony.
Have you checked the credit card statement?
I paid with cash. Thanks for paying attention. Appreciate that.
That's right.
Pony.
I'm so not used to that that I forgot that.
Yeah. Have you checked the credit card statement? Really? Have you checked out the show?
It's good.
It's happening right in front of you.
Can't wait to hear your trials and tribulations.
We'll talk about it when we return. Stick around. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey, we're just talking about Pony. Here's one of his scintillating reads.
Hello, this is Matt Bloom.
That's right.
You know, Pony Boy. We wanted to bring some sizzle to the mailbag. So they brought me in, Mr. Excitement, to really get you guys riled up. If you want to get in on the red hot action, just send an email to rob@mikeomarashow.com. That's Rob with 2 B's. Or if you like mail, P.O. Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. I hate mail. It's too slow. I crave action. So if you have a question or comment, send it along. And now, time for a nap.
Thank you, Boom Boom. Mailbag tomorrow, so get those entries in early. Mike O'Mara.
This portion of the Mike O'Mara Show brought to you by CH Wine. The holidays are here. Well, sort of. Yeah, they're here. Well, I don't know. It's hard to tell. We've got Halloween. We've got the holidays. Yeah,
Yeah.
The holidays are here. It's the time of year to impress folks with a great gift that doesn't break the bank. Look no further than Cameron Hughes Wine. Cameron Hughes finds premium vineyards that have little extra supplies of wine, and then they buy the extra and sell these exceptional wines at great everyday prices. You can pick up an $80 bottle of wine for $15 to $20 and look like Mr. Big Shot.
Ah, Mr. Big Shot.
We certainly enjoyed those the baptism weekend, and of course my son, who was baptized, didn't enjoy them, but I know everybody else in the room did. And Rob, you've got a special wine because you met Cameron Hughes with Oscar, and you guys got some great wine.
Oh, all this stuff is great, but actually today's shout out goes to Miss Carla O'Mara.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mrs. Carla O'Mara.
She's a Mrs., Rob.
Who was pouring lot 464. Now, this is a 2012 Old Vine Zinfandel from Lodi, California, with hints of berry, chocolate, and spice.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Wow. Lots of legs.
Here's an amazing, what's that?
Lots of legs as you talk.
Yeah, and a good nose.
Lots of legs.
Remember, I was like, what's legs?
It's not lots of legs, it just has legs.
Here's an amazing holiday deal that we convinced Cameron to offer our listeners. 20% off any wine and free shipping on your order just by using the code TMOS.
That's a good code, though.
We're drinking Cameron Hughes wine now. Visit chwine.com, click the microphone in the upper left-hand corner, and enter TMOS. That's chwine.com. Click the mic, enter TMOS for 20% off and free shipping. Don't wait. Once these wines are gone, they're gone. chwine.com. You'll love it like we do.
You know, when you go to chwine.com, Cameron himself makes videos about the wines.
Yes.
They're really cool to watch. The man knows wine, so check it out. Now, before we get to my trip back, which, by the way, I only got back into Washington, D.C. about 15 minutes ago. That's how long the flight was. I got to talk about now. We had the pleasure of, while we were down in Florida for the baptism, hanging with Mike's daughters, Catherine and Elizabeth. And they are funny, funny, entertaining, great kids.
We've seen them grow up, you know, 5 years ago when I started working with Mike, and you've seen them, you know, longer, clearly.
Oh, yeah, I remember when they were born.
But now they're 17 and 19.
Yeah.
And it's just so strange because the ball busting that Mike talks about and the fun that he has with his family, you see it firsthand, and that's kind of what we do on the show.
Well, it makes what we do on the show like Tinker Toys.
Yes.
I mean, they really don't hold
it's
back.
It's fun.
But
family.
They are funny, wonderful kids, but they are also, by very definition, younger than even Oscar.
Yes.
And they're hooked up with the social networking.
Young and hip.
What's the app that's... And this is... You know what? Since there's no Tech 411 this week...
Yes.
This
well, there is a new one posted. We just didn't... it's a long story.
Okay, well...
But there is a new one posted. There is no Tech 411 for this week proper.
I understand.
Yes, yes.
So, that said... And we can cut that out because it didn't make any sense.
Please. Go ahead.
This will be the Mike O'Mara Show app of the week.
Yes.
Because we fell in love with this. We were just sitting around after the baptism. We had a nice meal, and they said, you've seen Yik Yak, right?
Yeah.
Explain Yik Yak.
I like asking younger people. About,
how old are they?
About, I said, hey.
Are you 18 yet?
You're over 18.
That is not okay.
Is that your dad with you?
Stop it.
Is that your dad?
Don't say that.
No, I like to find out what people are using on their phones, especially if they're younger. Like, I'll talk to Mac. I said, what type of apps do you have? And then I look at Mac's big computer from 1985, and I realize he doesn't have a smartphone.
Yeah.
So then we
asked Mike O'Mara what app he's into. He says, flashlight.
But I like asking people what apps they're using because I kind of want to be in the know. And the only way you can do that is either by being online or asking the person that's 10 years younger than you.
I think actually polling a kid, what they're doing is probably the fastest inroad to finding out what's really happening.
I do that with your kids as well.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
So I think it was Catherine, Mike's eldest.
Yeah.
She says, I love Yik Yak. And I said, Yik Yak? I was like, what type of game is that?
Yeah.
And she's not a game. It's just a board where you can anonymously post random thoughts.
Almost like anonymous Twitter.
Yes, it's anonymous Twitter. It's the best way to describe it.
But what's so cool about it is it's not organized by people who you follow or people that follow you. It's anonymous Twitter organized geographically.
Location-based.
Love it.
Yeah. And we start, and usually when you hear about this, you download an app and you start reading, and, you know, the girls are teaching us how to use it.
And then you delete it because you're tired of it.
And then you delete it. You said, this is the worst.
Right.
What is the best about this app? And apparently it's been in the top 25 on iTunes forever. So it's
we just heard about it. Yeah.
It's like anonymous Twitter, and you get on there and you realize the things people say are so absurd. And mind you, it's a younger generation. So while it was socially driven through universities at first, anybody can get on it.
Right.
It is hilarious. And then it becomes what Facebook initially was a popularity contest when Mike and Rob were trying to get to 5,000 friends as fast as they could. So you post something and you want to get the most quote unquote likes or ups as you can. So the entire day on Saturday and Sunday, we were posting certain things in Florida.
And we were trying to figure out what would play and what would.
Yes.
I started with bad jokes. And if you get five thumbs downs or five down arrows,
you can get delisted.
Then it gets taken care of. So the first thing Oscar says to me when we get here today is, he says, I've been all over Yik Yak with the DC people. Here's one you need to post. So here's one I posted this morning. I'm tired of being judged as a man for wearing Uggs. My comfort has value. Now, what's weird is I just got a note. 33 people have voted on it, but I'm still only at zero. So it's been a good mix of people liking and disliking the Uggs thing.
At one point, I saw 10 ups.
Oh, then 10 people have disliked it.
Wow.
Yeah, so they're keeping me ground
level.
So
you have to play to your crowd. Now, what's great about this is you can also see what the youth of America, if you're in your 30s or 40s or 50s or 60s, are talking about.
Show about the university ones, about the people that are talking about the professor.
So you get on. So I looked up Georgetown University because you can look that up and what people are writing about. And all evening last night, I guess there's a big organic chemistry test today.
It's so funny.
Yeah, and there's this teacher, is it Bowler or something like that? Let's say it's Bowler, right? Yeah. Professor Bowler.
E-Bowler.
E-Bowler. E-Bowler. E-Bowler is, he is writing, what he's basically doing, he's got a test and all his students are writing in saying, and this is, I quote, it says, silent prayer for everybody in Ebola's class tomorrow.
Yeah.
Because of the exam. Or who's up if you're going to fail Ebola's class? And all these kids, the anxiety behind the test, you forget about that because you're not in college anymore.
Right.
What it would take. And anxiety by the way, is for those who are going to do well on a test and those who are going to fail a test.
Exactly. You know what? The solid B-minus student, they're not posting about it because they don't care.
Yes.
It's the people that excel and the people that will be going home for Thanksgiving and staying home because they have flunked out.
And what's also great about it is people will ask anonymous questions on Yik Yak. And the one I saw yesterday was...
Oh, and then you get the yak back.
Oh, the yak back. You get replies to it.
Yeah.
And again, we'll figure out how we're going to use this on the show. We talked about hypothetically spotlighting University of Iowa
I'd
and seeing what they're
that.
Talking,
yeah.
what they're yakking about mm-hmm. there, what they're yakking about in Glover Park. And we get not a single cent from this app. They just have done something phenomenal, and we want to highlight it.
We had a lot of fun with it. What was so cool is because you can do it geographically, you can either do it, use your location services.
Yes.
So we were getting, I guess, a lot of Yik Yaks from people 80 and above when we were at Mike's house. It's so cold. I said I realized we were all Yik Yak. I said, there's five people in this room. These are the only five people in Estero, Florida that are using Yik Yak. Because everyone else is saying, it's almost time for dinner. So I put in VCU, my alma mater, which is in the dead in the city of Richmond. I mean, in the city. It's not outside. It's like right next
to the cigarette factory.
Philip Morris cigarettes, and the Sours Vanilla Factory. And remember,
it's like your modern day Springfield.
Remember, depending on how the wind blows in Richmond, the town either smells like vanilla or a wet cigarette. So you hope for the vanilla wind. So I put in VCU, and what's so funny is the kids are yik, and the kids, I sound like I'm a million years old, they're yik-yakking about the same stuff we complained about 25 years ago, but now they're not yelling about it in the hallways. Now they're putting it online.
Yeah.
Some person wrote and says, well, 28 degrees tonight and no heat in the Gladding Residence Center. I said, I used to get that call from Brad. He's like, I'm effing freezing over here. And I said, yeah, well, Johnson Hall is like a goddamn oven. But it's so cool that the same sort of conflicts are happening 25 years later.
There's a lot of social miscues. For example, before we get to Mac and the show killer here.
Yes.
I would say that a lot of people were talking about this miscue. When people have headsets on and they're talking into the mic.
Right.
There's a lot of people that have headsets on and know what volume to talk at.
Mm-hmm.
There are a lot of other people that don't know that just because you're talking into an earbud doesn't mean that not everybody else can't hear you.
Right.
Right.
They think like somehow, what are you, in a cone of silence? Yeah.
I'm in study hall. And just because they can't hear and you've got a headset on doesn't mean anyone else can't hear you.
Hey, guys, listen, I'm going to have to cut this short. I'm at the library.
This last yak killed me yesterday.
Yeah.
This one young lady said, I really like my best friend, but he's got a girlfriend. Should I tell him? And this is when the hens come out. This is when the replies, they come aplenty.
Yeah, a lot of yak bags.
And they roll back, and all these girls, don't tell him. It's not right. You should wait till he's single. If you tell him now, you know, it wouldn't be right for the girlfriend. Think about the girlfriend. All these sisters in arms, who knows what's happened. And out of the blue, someone just comes spinning out of nowhere and says, girl, you tell him. His girlfriend's probably a troll. Just tell him how you feel. And if it happens, it happens. You don't have to worry about her feelings.
Yeah, yeah.
And then she gets delisted right away.
Boom, she's out of there.
But it's like watching a train wreck happen on your phone. That's how engaging it
is. And you know what? It's so one of the beauties when Facebook came up is the fact people were accountable because they either had an account with their face on it or a reasonable fake account. So you were attached to everything you said. There is a certain excitement about the anonymity of this. This is a funny one. I like this one I saw this morning. FaceTimed with my 4-year-old little brother, and he asked if I got my wisdom teeth out again because he remembered how my face looked when it was swollen. But no, that's just my face now. # freshman 15. And it is so
I'm just
funny.
Fat
yeah,
now.
I'm just fat now, son. You know, I think it's a great app.
Also, you forget how funny texts can be when you don't know where they're coming from.
Right.
This last one, again, before we get to the show killer.
Yeah.
I will.
Good tease, by the way. Stay tuned.
A young lady wrote, she goes, I just got a text from my boyfriend. He wants to talk on Wednesday. And she types out, dun, dun, dun.
Yeah. Oh, I had a guy that made me laugh out loud at the airport yesterday, and then we will get to Mac, yes, I promise. Yes. Don't worry, then we'll go to break and we'll
top of the hour.
We'll jumpstart everything. You know those moving sidewalks in the airport? And it says end of sidewalk approaching, prepare to step off.
Mm-hmm.
And I took a picture of it and I said, yes, I'm preparing to do the hump. Because you know, step off, I'm doing the hump.
Yeah,
someone said their post on they spelled it out. They said, gonna lay a little bass groove in there. Bee-wee. And I had to stop walking in an airport to laugh because they spelled out the bass
line. Right?
Yeah, they did of the Digital Underground. And now, ladies and gentlemen, to put the final nail in the Yik Yak coffin, Michael McIntosh. What's up, Mac?
I just wanted to say that Yik Yak actually has a dark side in high schools, and it is that it is.
Could you know what the dark side is? We can't hear you. You have to talk right into the microphone.
As loud as
now,
you can.
Now, rewind.
Remember when we told you, talk like you're mad.
Yeah, project.
Yeah,
okay. Emotion.
Got it.
Like you have blood going through those veins.
That's right. Your own blood, not the ones you stole. The blood you stole from last night's victim.
Please. But into the mic, like you're touching it.
Got it.
Go. Like you're actually, like you're blowing it.
Wow. Yeah.
Too
like
too
a nose. Yeah, like you would blow your nose.
Get right on. Just like blowing your nose.
Yeah, it's like a Kleenex.
Yes.
See how we did that?
The dark side of it, it's actually...
You still have to talk louder.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Well, don't yell at me. I'm trying to help you, son.
Okay, got
son!
It.
Son!
I call
in high
son.
Schools, it is actually used for bullying quite often. So there is a big dark side.
Bullying?
No, bullying.
Bullying.
Oh. Bullying. You know what? I liked it better when I couldn't hear him.
Why would you tell us that?
It's an actual serious dark side to it. A lot of people have... Had
we just,
hard
you know what? You really called the show down.
What
death.
Are we going to do with that type of knowledge?
That's
we were
bad.
Having fun, and then you said it's used in high schools for bullying.
Yes.
Oh.
You know what I'm going to do? We're going to take a break, and I'm going to get on Yik Yak, and I'm going to
put a... Show killer.
I'm going to use Yik Yak to bully.
He's pissed.
Well, you know what? If you wreck a car, you get pissed, all right? I'm going to get on Yik Yak and bully Mac.
Please
this
do
break.
It
okay.
now.
Bullying in high school. We're back in a second. It's the Mike O'Meara Show. You know, there's a dark thing about cancer, too. It makes people sick.
Welcome back to the show. Well, brought to you by Harry's. Movember is here. Time to grow a mustache this month to show support for men's health issues. Ha ha! But even if you grow a mustache, you still have to shave your face. And support Mike by growing a mustache. That's why you need Harry's, the official razor partner for the Movember Foundation. Harry's was started to create a better shaving experience for all men. We all know we have a much better shaving experience for us because we love it. Harry's ships directly to your door from their factory in Germany. Nearly a century of shaving experience goes into every blade, and that means a superior shave every time. And by cutting out the middleman, they can offer an amazing shave at a fraction of the price of drugstore brands. You'll love the starter set. For $15, you get the razor, three blades, and your choice of Harry's shave cream or the new foaming shave gel. And as always, free shipping and your satisfaction is guaranteed. Go to harrys.com now, and Harry's will give you $5 off your first order. Just type in our code TMOS. That's HARRYS.com and enter the coupon code TMOS at checkout for this limited time offer and change the way you shave forever.
I'm going to start sculpting my mustache tonight using my hair.
Ah, Movember.
Actually, yeah, Movember.
Please do.
Yes.
Quickly, quick update.
Yes.
Show Killer Mac.
Yes.
Maybe
no longer associated with the program.
You actually maybe we're on to something. Now, the context and the way he delivered was horrible.
Right, right.
But I got this from girl Katie Cole.
Yes.
Because I told her about the app yesterday.
Yeah.
She is trying to Yik Yak from TM Soft headquarters.
Uh-huh.
And a screen came up that said, you are too close to a school. Yik Yak is for adults only. If it was that prime and
like
bullying.
Like an elementary school?
Yeah, they wouldn't allow people to Yik Yak.
Oh.
Wow. A month ago, it was huge. It was huge on school.
Were you bullying people?
I was not. I still don't have the app.
And by the way, again, show killer part duh. When we just do a 10-minute segment and he says, oh, yeah, a month ago, it was huge.
But apparently there is something. There is something to it.
Well, you know what? We're not saying to misuse it.
No.
We're focusing on, and there is a non-bullying statement.
A disclaimer,
that you checkmark. So, you know, kids are evil. Well, you're not allowed to, if you do the checkmark, you've committed. Yeah. I mean, you can't do it. So yesterday, we did the show early. We got it out just by the skin of our teeth. You got to the airport, just barely made your flight.
I was like OJ. We had the murders.
Oh, the old Hertz commercial?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that left me at Mike's house, and I, you know, got the studio cleaned up and got all that set. And Mike came back and he said, well, what do you want to do? And we had mentioned the day before that, you know, Mike and I could go to lunch, kill an hour or so, and then go to the airport. I had a 2:55 flight. And I said, you know, to myself, I say, Mike has probably had plenty of me. Yeah. He doesn't want to entertain me for lunch.
A lot of guests.
And so what I said is actually the truth. I said, you know, Mike, I appreciate the offer, but one of the greatest pleasures is getting to an airport with plenty of time to spare.
And nothing to do. I don't know what that feels like.
Nothing to worry about. And you know, you go and you grab lunch and you're checked in and you just chill. You chill and you're ready for your flight. He says, that sounds great. His shirt never touched his back. He said, let's get to the car. Let's get you going. So you can start enjoying your time at the airport. Zoom. So we get in his car and as I'm walking, I say, you know what? I see why Mike loves this place. It's November 3rd. There are palm trees.
Perfect.
Just Bristol clear skies.
It
was a diamond day. And I would love to have enjoyed it, but Mike said, we got to get to the airport. Zoom. So we know he was very kind.
Yeah, at least it's sunny.
And he drops me at the airport, and I check my bag, and I got a couple hours to kill. And they have what is called the Bacardi. I believe it is the Bacardi Lounge, which is a rum-based restaurant.
Look at you.
And I said, you know what? How nice that this is so close to my gate that I will stop in and have myself a bite to eat.
That's a big win.
And a drink. And I look and they said, well, here's the signature drink. It's the Cuba Libre.
Oh, I've had Cuba Libre.
It's rum and Coke, essentially. Yes. But they make them exactly right with fresh lime juice and the top of the line Bacardi rum, whatever. Yeah. And one tasted so good that I had a second and a third.
This was like at noon.
No, I got at the airport. This is by one. And
makes it all better.
It's not that different.
No, it's really not. And by the way, I've seen your habits. You stay out of this, Matt. Noon for him is when he says, we're going to stop down for 2 hours, and then we'll begin again at two. And but, you know, my flight was on time, and I just, you know, I got someone picking me up when I get home. I said, why not have a few drinks, have myself a delicious Cuban sandwich, the specialty of the neighborhood.
A Cuban sandwich and a couple Cuba Libres.
And so I'm feeling great. And I get on my plane and we're off and it's the first leg of the flight. I've got to stop in Charlotte.
Yeah.
And I said, oh man, you know what? When flying is easy, it's not so bad.
Not so bad.
And this is absolutely the rum talking. Mm. Because I land in Charlotte and Charlotte is laid out in a very radial sort of way where I'm at the end of one wagon wheel spoke and I've got to go into the center hub and then go all the way to another one.
And it's like a football field.
I've been to
Charlotte. I've lost a phone in Charlotte. It's a football field.
And here is just a little a note to the people of the Charlotte airport. It's just so goddamn charming that you have rocking chairs, but it's not helping me. The rocking chairs don't help. You know what? I know you think it's going to make us think you're folksy and you're sweet. It just makes me think that I've been walking so long, I need to sit down now, that there is a white rocking chair by the moving sidewalk. Yeah. So I get to my gate, and it says, you know, departing for Washington, D.C., 550 IAD Dulles. I said, oh, you know what? This is going to be great. I sit down, and I text Carrie. I said, flight on time. See you at 7:20.
And
be perfect. And as I hit send, my phone rings. Mm. It's an 800 number.
Oh.
And I said, I should get this. And I pick it up. I said, hello. This is a message from US Air for, and because my name is Robert W. Spiewak Jr., they say, a message for Robert Waugh. Spiewakger, because they've put all the letters together.
Uh-oh.
And they say, your flight has been delayed. And I'm already pissed.
You're boned on the way down.
On the way down. And so they move it from a 5:50 departure to 7:20.
Yeah.
So the time that I should be getting home is the time my flight is going to leave. And I'm pissed, and I'm sitting. I said, well, what are you going to do? You got to wait it out, right?
Yeah.
So I find a chair that's by an outlet so I can charge my phone. And I said, you know what? It's going to be okay. And then I get,
U.S. Air. Fly, and then Washington Airport. And then gate A, Echo 3. You're going to gate Echo 36. And so I was like,
damn it. And I'm sitting across from I'm sitting across from this nice young Asian lady. She's probably 15 and looking at me like I'm going to murder her. Because I said, well, I jinxed myself because there's no one around me to talk to. Yeah, yeah. And I just need to say.
And you need an audience.
And she looks at me and she goes, ha-ha-ha. I said, yep. As soon as I texted my wife that I'm going to be on time, we're late and I got to go to another gate. So I get up.
Stranger danger.
And I looked, I said, gonna lose my outlet. Gonna lose the outlet. So I unplug all the stuff and I go to gate 36. And when you get to gate 36, it's one of these old-timey Wright Brothers gates that's actually gate 37, 38, and 36. Yeah, yeah. They all share one door.
A little hub.
Yeah, and now our flight is leaving. Oh, another email. 810.
Oh, man.
And then, of course, you know.
Hi, this is Washington. Now, 810.
And I said, okay, great.
And you've had two adult beverages not 7 hours ago.
Well, I'm just there. The alcohol is leaving my body at just a point now where I'm not.
Did you have any drinks on the plane to Charlotte?
No, I didn't. Okay. Because I'd had enough.
Yes.
But the thing is I thought I timed it just right. And whereas the right amount of alcohol could make this better, the withdrawal is kicking
in.
Worst. So I'm just more pissed.
You're sleepy. You're tired. Yeah. Just want
to
get home.
So now it's close to 7 o'clock. And I said, I'm going to get something to eat because that's what I need. I need something to eat to help, you know, deal with this alcoholism. And so I walked the length of Concourse E and I look and I get the wagon wheel and I could go in Concourse D. Mm-hmm. See, there's nothing within sight. I said, I can't do this. Get another email. Bing. Like I had, your flight is now 7:40. I said,
oh,
okay, so they're going in the other direction?
Back to the future.
So I go back, and I said, I've got just enough time to grab a bite at the Explorer Cafe, the one food service place in the entire airport that is in this gate. And I go in.
Did you get the Diego dumplings?
I did not. I thought about you because I thought if I had my Google Glass, I would be excellent in the Explorer Cafe. So I muscle my way in and I get a table. It is so crowded because it's the only place.
Yeah.
This table still has three nacho chips and a tip on it. But I grab the table and the guy comes over and says, can I help you? I said, God, I hope so. I said, what I want is a Crown Royal Old Fashioned. He said, you got it. And he's off. And I said, you know, I'm going to have a drink, get a bite to eat. And I hear all the people around me talking about whatever the stuff is. And there's a pair of ladies next to me. Mm-hmm. And there's I don't know. I thought we were going to get into Dallas at 7:20. And we're going to get into Dallas. Yeah. I'm going to have to call my husband because we're doing Dallas at 7:20. I said, our flight has been delayed, and I've got the email
so you're
here.
Mr. Information.
Well, at this point, again, you said I need an audience, so
I need friends.
I need somebody.
These two hens will talk to me.
And I said, if I get another email, I'll let you know.
Yeah.
So he brings me. He comes back. He has nothing for me. He says, "Yeah, I want to tell you something. We've got Crown Royal, but we don't have any oranges, so it's going to be tough making it all." I said, "Do the best you can." And he goes back, and he comes back later. He says, yeah, and we're out of bitters. And I said, well, really now you can't make an old-fashioned. Just bring me Crown on the rocks. And he says, you got it.
This is the dark side of Rob.
And he's all, this is
when that hard B comes in as the second B.
This is when the shaking begins.
Yes.
So I'm waiting for the drink to come to me, and I get another email. Now the flight has been pushed back to 7:30, and it is now 7 o'clock. It's time to go and board.
Yeah.
And so he puts the
moving target.
So I don't have time to get anything to eat. He puts the drink in front of me. It is about 3/4 of a shot of Crown on ice cubes. Mm. And I said, what the hell? Pow, boom.
Whoa.
It's gone. And I say to the ladies, got the email. They're going to be boarding now. Oh, no, but you see, I wish it had.
Oh, okay.
And besides, it was only one. And right now, I'm just sort of a sweaty, upset Rob Ford traveler. And I don't mean Rob Ford, our intern.
No,
I mean
like the politician.
Yeah, the politician. Yeah. Running around, pulling my pants up a lot, just pissed. And I say, ladies, we're going to be boarding. And I said, I'm going to go settle up for this drink, and I guess I'll see you there. Because now the alcohol has taken the form of the proactive guy. And I go, and I say, I need to settle for this drink. And the guy comes around. And I realize now, when you order food at the Explorer Cafe, all they're doing is going next door to the fresh market.
It's a rope-a-dope.
Yeah, and they're bringing the food from over there. So my waiter is coming in from the concourse. He says, here's your check. Hands me a check for this half a shot of Crown, 1375.
Wow.
And I am not a guy that does this. I start reading the bill line for line, okay, looking for hidden charges.
Yes.
And I say to the guy, I said, you know, I only had the one. Yes. Just the one drink.
Yes.
And every bit of it, $13.75.
Wow.
And I'm just so peeved at this point. I give him a 20 and I'm out of there.
Ooh.
So I've overtipped on being over. I really should have paid him.
You should have got
change.
Another half a drink.
Yeah, and just made it an even 20. Exactly. Can I get two more tablespoons of Crown?
Two more fingers.
No, two fingers. Oh, yeah, my God. That's... They probably don't serve two fingers in a night the way they pour in that place. They're the atomizer. Is it? You want a drink? $13.75. So I go to the gate, and then they start going back and forth. It is now the time that the email said the plane is going to leave.
Mm.
And they get, and this is great because there's a good PA system in this.
Okay.
And they said, Flight 5575 to IAD, Washington Dulles, is actually a plane that is coming into service at this time. That is to say, this plane was in the garage, and this is its first flight of the day. It was here in Charlotte, and you're going to be the first ones to fly on it today.
Whoa.
Which means it needs a security inspection.
Oh.
So if you would please sit down, we'll have you on it as soon as possible. At this point, the hens that were at the bar...
Mm.
Give me eyes like you can't believe.
Yeah, you boned them sideways.
I boned them sideways.
Yeah, they had to throw away their salads.
And so we do their $72 glass of wine. So finally we board at like 8:40. And
Jesus,
this lady looks at me as we're, and you know, and it's one of these little 2x2 jets.
Yeah.
And it is the whole time, if your elbows are not in your gut, you are in someone's
face. I feel
space.
For you.
So we sit down. And I don't even have space. I feel if I put on headphones, I'm going to be bumping the guy next to me. This lady comes down the aisle and five rows up locks eyes with me.
Mm-hmm.
And as she gets right next to me, she says, I guess we had time to finish our drinks.
Oh.
Didn't we?
Oh, wow.
So no good deed goes unpunished.
That's when you got to trip her.
I thought about it.
You got to trip her.
I thought about it.
Wow.
But
you should have called her a souse.
So she is a common inebriant.
Yeah.
Yeah, up to no good.
Yeah.
But I got home and...
Lay off, you souse.
Finally, my wife picked me up, got home, and all was well, and sat down, and I got home. I expect to get home, you know, about 7:30.
Yeah.
Got home closer to 10.
I heard you talking to your son. He goes, we'll be able... This is great. Hey, buddy, we'll be able to hang out all all Monday afternoon. I know you have Monday and Tuesday off. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Right.
You didn't get home till 10:30.
Get home, and I have to prep today's show.
Yeah.
And I finally, and you know, you're just dragging ass.
It's the
because,
worst.
You know, and it really, the alcohol didn't help, but it really wasn't a factor at this point. You're just dragging ass, and you get up to bed, and the first thing Carrie says to me, because I got home and I had to get on the computer and do some stuff, she says, well, thought you spent a little time with the kids tonight, but I guess not.
Oh,
and
man.
I said, not the first thing that popped into my mind. I said, no, I guess I didn't. I guess I did not do that. So well,
you're a beat down man when it comes to that.
It was just tough. But I'll tell you who had a great day yesterday.
Trying to pay the mortgage, Carrie.
Yeah,
trying to pay the mortgage.
Hope you know. Do you enjoy this life that you've come accustomed
to?
See
how these lights turn on?
Every time you flip a switch. That's right. When you open that refrigerator door and the light comes on and there's milk in there, you know why? It's not dropped off by the dairy fairy, baby.
I wish you would say that.
Oh, God. Would you come to my funeral?
Please.
It'd be nice. It'd be very, very nice. But who had a great day yesterday, and I am remiss and not a great son for not mentioning it. My dad's birthday was yesterday, and I love my dad a lot. He's a great supporter of this show, and also he's always been a great supporter of everything I've ever done.
Yeah.
And I
except
wish
for your early childhood.
Yeah, that's right. Shut up, son.
We got to be clear about that.
But it's his birthday, and it was it was just a good day for him. But the nicest surprise is I get a text yesterday morning, and this is my father's birthday miracle. Gary Stein. You know, Tony Perkins co-host, the Tony Perkins Show featuring Gary Stein. He actually says, Rob, this is how I'm reading the text. He said, would love to call your father today for his birthday.
Oh, Gary's such a good guy.
And I said, oh, my God, because my father likes this show,
yes.
But he loves the Tony Perkins show.
It.
So actually, I texted the number to Gary, and I got the replay from my dad. He said the phone rang, and it was a New York area code.
Yeah.
And he picked it up, and he says, this is probably either a Tony or Billy or some of the guys that he knows that lives in New York. And there was like, happy birthday, Bob. And he said, well, thank you very much. And a really long pause. And then Gary says, you don't know who this is, do you? But he actually took like 10, 15 minutes out and spoke to my
father.
That
is so cool.
And if you don't have a chance,
You need give his phone number out now.
Yeah, my dad's phone number and Gary's phone number and Tony's email.
Call HBS.
Everybody give my dad a call. Make his day. But if you have a chance, we're going to actually play a promo for them here. Listen to the Tony Perkins Show with Gary Stein. Tony is fantastic. Yeah. Of course, as Oscar would say, he's a 10.
He's a 10.
But Gary is fantastic, too. And the fact that he went out of his way to wish my father a happy birthday, I thought that was
so
very,
sweet.
Very
happy
cool.
birthday, HBS.
Yeah,
you're
awesome.
The best.
He is the best.
Yeah, and for those of you in the know, if you have Tony Perkins' personal email, don't give it to anybody else. It's a no-no.
That's right. If you want, you know what? Just drop a note off at the studio. That's the best way to get at him. At Channel 5 or here. He'll get it.
A little inside. Made me laugh.
Killing me. All right. Stick around. Oh, you know what? Because Mike is in absentia today, when we come back, we will have a sneak peek of tech news with Mr. Oscar Santana. So don't go anywhere, folks. We're back after this.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey, I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
On the current episode of our show, Gary does not like going to the bathroom in public.
No, but Tony really enjoys going to the dentist, and you're going to find out why.
Check it out. It's at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Ho, ho, ho. The holidays are right around the corner, and it's the most wonderful time of the year, but it's also the most hectic. So this year, why not give yourself the greatest gift of all, the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. I've become very, very close to my Sleep IQ technology and my Sleep Number bed. It's so simple. There's nothing to wear, nothing to turn on. You just sleep. Matter of fact, I've spent the good part of 48 hours in my Sleep Number bed. It uses sensors along with the dual air technology inside the bed to optimize your sleep. It's the smartest bed in the world, the Sleep Number bed with Sleep IQ technology. My Sleep Number setting is an 80. Carla's is an 85. Now listen to this. Right now, during their Veterans Day sale, and happy Veterans Day, everybody,
here.
You can save $600 on the top-rated Sleep Number i8 bed. It's the lowest price ever. See why Sleep Number was named Best of 2014 by a leading consumer magazine. Find your Sleep Number setting today only at one of the 450 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find one near you by calling 800-511-0061. Again, that number, 800-511-0061. And don't forget to tell Mike O'Mara sent you. And I want to throw this in as a tip in. Somebody sent me another message that they bought a Sleep Number bed and said that I sent them. And then somebody put on their post that they poo-pooed it. They said, oh, it doesn't matter. Yes, it does. When you buy your Sleep Number bed, you tell them that I sent you. And I appreciate it, and they will too. Enjoy your Sleep Number bed.
I didn't realize there was an extra tag in there, so I had to kind of loop your theme. What a jerk I am.
Happy tech news, everybody.
Yeah, it's the tech news preview tech show.
You know, we do Tech 401, Todd Moore and I do, on a regular basis. Monday nights usually drops on Tuesday, so look for it. You can get the Tech 401 app or the Michael Moyer Show app. It's right there on demand. Gentlemen, haven't covered this on Tech 411, but I think you'll like it.
What's that?
Emojis are going to get racially diverse in 2015.
I don't know that
I like that.
Yeah.
Could you explain what emojis are to emojis, the general public?
Yes. It is, you know, as you would type letters or numbers, oftentimes there is another screen that allows you to send faces.
Yes.
Sometimes it's the wink. Sometimes it's the smile. The one I hate is the eyes closed and the tongue out. That is the most polite FU you can send as an emoji. Now, I'm still in favor of the classic colon, close parenthesis, smile, because sometimes that's the only way you can send the right tone with a text.
It's also a throwback.
Yeah, but I
don't like the classics.
Yeah, I don't like, you know, and now there's like piles of dung.
You can do anything with emojis.
You don't want that. Yeah, you don't want to send like a heron.
Unicode, the organization that develops emoji, said that a diverse range of skin tones will be available when Unicode version 8.0 launches in June 2015.
That's crazy, because up to now, they've only honored the yellow people.
Yes. Not only will they include existing yellow,
but
yellow five punk. Other shades ranging from pink to brown to black. We are a melting pot.
We are the great American melting pot. What color emoji will you use?
They have a picture of them now. I'm going to go, if you're going to go a 1 to 5 range as far as darkness.
Yeah, I'm glad you're ranking them.
I'm going to go 3.
Okay.
3, which is a nice tan.
All right. Well, that would represent you. Can you
step away from light skin black, I would imagine, or Latin, and then you have full black.
Now, Is this the next
step? Brown.
How long before I can change the color of the poop emoji?
I have no idea. But I'm shocked it took so long to do this. And two, I'm not shocked that you don't like it.
Well, no. Because you
the
know
one
what?
Man that doesn't like it is Rob Spiewak.
The emoji is based essentially on the 1970s have a nice day happy face, which is just a yellow face.
It is.
Yeah, people,
but you don't like change.
No, I don't like change.
Yeah, well, again,
I would have liked change when I paid for that drink.
The world is using them. I think it's appropriate. I don't think it's even PC. I think the fact that it took so long and they have to make a big announcement about it is weird.
No.
Moving on, speaking of international, I was shocked that this is taking so long. This is taking so long for someone to figure out.
What's that?
But Skype is starting to accept applications for its Skype translator preview. So you could actually have a Skype transaction.
Right.
A Skype conversation. And then pull in a Skype translator, which you would pay to translate the conversation.
So not unlike when you watch PBS, there's someone in the bottom corner, usually like in a maroon turtleneck, doing sign language, right?
Yeah.
But you would have like Skype and then face and then face and then a guy that is down there telling us what they mean.
At one point, Todd Moore and I from TM Soft were working on a project out of China. And we had to, and we still might work on it in the long run, but we tabled it for now. But we're working on a project, and we were talking to our connection there. We had to bring someone physically to translate with our connection there.
Wow.
Isn't that wild?
That is crazy.
So now you can do it virtually, and for the time and effort it takes to find someone that speaks Mandarin in this area and bring them to someone's home so they can be on the Skype conversation, you could do this and pay pennies on the dollar.
That's smart. Pretty cool. That is smart thinking. Now, and also, you could
do it.
Ni hao. Or you could also be the Spanish guy. Yeah. Why don't you do business in Barcelona?
Just like in Goonies.
And then he looks over and Todd says, I don't understand what you're saying.
All right. So that'll be cool to see. And if you're out there and doing an international business or just trying to... trying to woo a lady from another land?
Sure.
You can hire this guy or this girl.
How do you say in Russian, crumple them up? You know what Carrie has on her iPhone?
You know, I know how to say I love Я люблю тебя. I like you.
Ah, thank you.
In Russian.
That's nice. That'll come handy.
Carrie, back to Carrie.
What it is, it's glasnost. In the old days, you would know how to say I hate you. But now you know. You know, she works in a clothing store, and they get a lot of international clientele because people flying in and out of the D.C. area. She has closed many huge transactions using Google Translate.
Ah.
Like people come in from, say, like Russia.
Once you type in sale.
She says, my husband hates me. Blink twice if you can help me.
No. If I don't meet my quota, he beats me.
But no, the people type stuff into her phone and she hits translate and she's done whole transactions that way.
Blink twice if you want asylum and a discount.
Carrie's the only person I know who the cover page on her iPhone is her holding up today's newspaper to prove she's alive.
CNET.com, you're familiar with the website?
It's Carrie's website. CNET.
It's a tech news website.
It's been around for a while. I was only joking.
We have some great friends that work there that we've met throughout our radio careers that have come on the program. What's interesting about CNET is out of all the things that they've launched, they're famous for their tech reviews, their product reviews.
Right.
They're launching a magazine that's simply called CNET. A magazine, though. A physical magazine.
You mean a paper magazine.
It's on newsstands now.
Okay, first of all, let's take this. The main problem here. Where is a newsstand? But second of all,
print media.
Yeah, print media is dead.
They're going in reverse.
Are they counting on like being sort of like a throwback? Is this charming like vinyl?
This is from the International Business Times. It's the Common Sense Money says print media is dying. Yet here comes an internet-based news outlet, CNET, launching their own physical ink paper magazine. The thing is, as I sit here, why would someone buy a magazine these days?
Do you take any magazines anymore?
The only one I take is Washingtonian, and the reason why I take it is because it's one of those magazines in D.C. you just get, right?
We got actually a check.
And but I like reading it.
We got a check from Robert because they stopped publishing the WWE magazine.
Oh,
and they just said, we're done. Here's the rest of your subscription.
It's supposed to be all digital, right?
Yeah, and you know what? As far as, and I'm not a big proponent of recycling or keeping the stuff green. I think we do the best we can. But that's the one place where it makes sense. There's no reason in the world in this day and age that people should be printing newspapers or magazines
because
the stuff can exist virtually.
Though, I will say there is something, like when we were in the hotel this past weekend, picking up a USA Today or the Wall Street Journal, there's something nice about that.
Yeah,
especially when you're on the can.
Yeah, that is. And if you drop a USA Today in the toilet, it doesn't matter. You don't need Apple Care.
Last one.
Yes.
And this is actually a sign of the time, so you have to keep an eye on this.
All right.
Have you used Spotify in the past?
Yes.
Okay, so Spotify is I mean, this is probably the most shocking thing that's happened to that company in a while after such rapid growth outside of Beats Music coming on with Apple.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift took her music off Spotify.
Oh, this is huge.
Right off Spotify.
This is
and
huge.
What does this mean to Spotify? Well, it means that they don't have the biggest artist in the world on their catalog.
Right.
And
not just her current album. She yanked her back catalog.
All of them. She took her new album off. She took all the music off. And there's a lot of people saying why or how this has happened. The reason why is that apparently some of these artists are saying they're not getting enough money from these services.
I love having the way that music is so available now. Even if you keep it something as simple as YouTube, if you need to hear a song, chances are it's on YouTube. But she said something. She said she thinks art has a value.
It does.
And you know what? It's hard as someone. I mean, it's. I'll try to say this without laughing. We do art here in a way. What we do is we're creative, and it does. And if it's going to be given away at a value that is less than you deem it so, she's got a point. And it's hers. It's hers to distribute.
For her to do it as a top tier artist could really change the way, and almost like players negotiate with owners,
right?
Of professional teams.
Yeah,
this could cause some sort of a movement.
A ripple effect. Yeah. It's not like Culture Club is doing it.
No.
This is someone who matters.
If other guys come on, we'll see what happens.
Yeah.
So you should also keep an eye on that. Spotify, much like Taylor Swift, came back with a love song playlist for Taylor titled Come Back, Taylor.
Oh, no.
With titles of We Want You Back. If you go back to Spotify right now, you'll see that it's the top thing. It says, Taylor, We Want You Back. And it's 15 love songs back to Taylor Swift.
That's great.
Probably not going to happen. Too much money on the line. So that is your tech peek of the day.
I appreciate it, Oscar. And Taylor, eat a sandwich. Back in a second with the Magic Audio Vault. Don't go away.
We know Reno.
And we know that you're going to have the time of your life at CAT 2014.
Saturday, November 15th in the Mandalay Ballroom at Circus Circus in Reno.
It's an all-new Mike O'Mara Show Live.
A live show, up close and personal.
Plus an exclusive after party for all the ticket holders.
Come on out and laugh at us and then hang with us.
And if you were wondering about a whore package upgrade,
this time everyone who buys a ticket is automatically eligible for backstage access.
10 lucky folks will win a pair of backstage passes for a pre-show drink with us.
Buy a ticket and you're eligible.
Everybody's a whore at CAT 2014.
Get your tickets by dialing 1-800-648-5010.
That's 1-800-648-5010.
The Mike O'Mara Show Live.
Made possible by Encore Insurance Services.
We'll see you there! See, Miss Swift is very thin.
Ah, yes. I saw that.
You know it, I know it. The time to buy life insurance is right now. And don't worry, because Encore Insurance is here to help. Encore surveys the most highly rated companies in the insurance industry to compare premiums. Encore does the work so you don't have to. It's free, there's no obligation, and no salesman will visit you. Just call 866-347-5748 to get a free life insurance quote, or visit smartterm.com/TMOS. That's smartterm.com/TMOS. That's where you'll find the license, disclaimer, and quality customer service. Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Hey! Stop paying too much for life insurance and protect your family the smart way at smartterm.com/TMOS.
Peace of mind is priceless.
Oh, you can't put a price on it.
Absolutely.
And now, let's see if I can't figure out a way to open up the audio vault since Mike usually does that. Here's the combination. There you go.
There you go.
I actually did it.
Nice work.
And today is November 4th, 2014. And we'll start with this. Did you watch Monday Night Football last night?
A little bit.
I missed it.
Giants not looking so good.
But here was, I read a lot about this and I sought this out. He's a trumpet player named Chris Botti, B-O-T-T-I. And this was made, it's beautiful anyway, but made more effective because they did a close-up of Colts receiver Reggie Wayne. The national anthem actually made him emotional. They didn't go with a singer. They went with a trumpet player. This is beautiful. And not anything that I remember hearing of late. And what I took away from it is that you can still do something different with the anthem without messing with it or hampering its credibility. This is just pretty. And I applaud.
Can you play a little more?
Yeah. Whoever did this, I applaud. A great call.
God, it's gorgeous.
Great job. I really enjoyed that. Now, Tom Magliaggi. Do you know the name?
No, it sounds familiar.
It should, because anytime he's ever hit a scan on your radio on a Saturday morning in the past 15 or 20 years.
Oh, yeah, Car Talk.
Probably knows him from Car Talk. We lost him over the weekend. He was 77. He had Alzheimer's disease.
People were freaking out. I miss the Car Talk bandwagon. I'm ashamed of that. But I know that I've heard them in passing because they've been on for so many years.
Funny, funny, talented broadcaster. He was 77, and nowadays that's just too young. Here's a clip and some talk from them. I think you'll appreciate not only the clip where they discuss the Ford Aspire, but also trying to negotiate their first deal. I like this as a radio guy. I think you'll like it too.
Boy, I mean, you talk about a dumb name.
Well, it aspires to be something better, yes.
Exactly. I mean, why would you name a car? I mean, what were they thinking? What did they think
they had narrowed it down to two choices. It was either Aspire or Expire.
We were doing it for nothing. We did it for years for nothing. And one day we decided to ask them for $20 a piece a week. And, I mean, we agonized over this. But, well, they'll never give us $20 a week. And they gave us $20 a week. And we said, we're in the fat city.
I love that because as a radio guy, you know, so many of the people that do what we do, they do it for passion.
And they get boned.
And they get boned. And I love the fact that they were able to eventually get where they got. And NPR is not quite as funny as it used to be. So home.
My guy that I grew up with, and he's still around, Goss's Garage.
Pat Goss.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, my God. I love Pat.
I would sit there, and he's the grumpiest guy, but when he would get rolling on a Buick LeSabre 81 with a bad cam, and I'd sit there, and I'd be like, I don't understand a word you're saying, but this is so soothing.
Yeah, he had a great show, and I used to precede him with an infomercial on WJFK.
Yeah.
And every now and then, someone would call up like we knew. I mean, we were there to sell Hyundais. They would call us like we knew cars, and Pat would, at the drop of a hat, walk in and help us out. He was always really kind.
He was always slinging what?
BG products.
Yeah, BG.
BG winning word of the day.
Yes. If you say the BG product name, you're going to get a can of BG. Get his name, Bonnie.
Is he still on there somewhere?
I think he's on News Channel 8. He has a TV show, yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome to have him on. All right. So
I'd love to talk to him. Okay, Kurt Cobain, talented, unfortunate end, but a talented singer, musician. And they recently found a cassette tape from 1988. He made this mixtape. He called it the Montage of Heck. And I want you to hear, this is not done with multi-tracking or anything. This is just a montage of things that Kurt Cobain put together. This is weird, but strangely, strangely engaging. Wow. We've had James Brown, Donny Osmond, and Cher.
This is mixtape?
Yeah. He did all the edits. More Donny Osmond.
Wow.
So that's what was going around in his head.
Yeah, it's like Ponies edits.
Yeah.
Another best of. Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program. The best of the Mike O'Mara Show. Election Day. Please go out and vote, folks. If you don't vote, you have no right to complain about anything. Remember, voting is a privilege.
Counterculture. You should actually vote because nobody's doing it.
That's right. Go down to Florida and vote yes on number two. This is my favorite from this whole campaign. My favorite ad actually comes from Iowa. And it's a state senator candidate. Her name is Joni Ernst.
I'm Joni Ernst. I grew up castrating hogs on an Iowa farm.
Whoa.
So when I get to Washington, I'll know how to cut pork. I'm Joni Ernst, and I approve this message because Washington's full of big spenders. Let's make them squeal.
Yeah. Okay, so there's
scary.
That. Yeah, it is. It makes me want to vote just to make sure that I'm not squealing. I don't know if that's sort of
pork.
Like, you know, after years
I get
of
it. Waka waka waka.
Well, all the years of listening to the Grease Man, it makes me nervous. And also, of course, yesterday the New York City Marathon.
Yeah,
yes, of course.
Yeah, yesterday was the New York City Marathon in the men's division, won by a Kenyan. Meanwhile, in Nairobi. a pie-eating competition was won by an American.
And by the way, folks, I'll wear my medal proudly. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great Tuesday, everybody. Hey, Mike O'Mara, feel better.
Feel better, buddy.
And we anticipate to have Mike back on the show tomorrow.
Mañana.
So keep your fingers crossed for him. This concludes our broadcast day, but dry your eyes. It's not goodbye. It's just so long. You can always write us a letter. Send it to TMOS, P.O. Box 2796. Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. Email all your technical queries to ponyboy at mikeomarashow.com. And if you'd like to be a part of tomorrow's legendarily popular mailbag, drop a line to me, Rob, at mikeomarashow.com. Remember, that's Rob with two B's. The extra B stands for...
bitch.
Thank you, bitch. And don't forget, tickets are still available for Cat. Oh, wait. Cat. 2014, all you got to do is call up Circus Circus, and you know the number because it's on the website and it's not in front of me. All right, for Oscar Santana, Ponyboy Mac, and Mike O'Mara, this is Rob Spiewak saying, see you next time, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
Please remember to check out Encore Insurance Services, LLC. Since they compare the rates for you, they do all the work and all you have to do is save the money. Just visit smartterm.com or call 866-347-5748. Again, that's 866-347-5748 or smartterm.com.
Oh, look, Circus Circus, 866-347-5748. Call them!
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.